A nationwide TikTok ban could be looming as early as this Sunday. What that means for the roughly 170 million users is unclear. But for Milwaukee creators, it could mean the loss of income, community, and spreading culture. WUWM Eric Vaughn fellow Maria Peralta Arellano talked to some of them and has this report.
In April of 2023, Ali Abdi, also known as Aioli, decided to start his own TikTok. He'd been making music and skits on Instagram for a while, but after talking with other Milwaukee rappers, he figured it was time to try out the app.
We had shot the video for the Smacker Time, and I put it on TikTok just saying, welcome to Milwaukee. And then I went to sleep the next day, yeah, like, I think like 100K or some shit. I'm like, damn. Just in one night, I'm like, oh, damn.
First night online, first viral hit. Since then, more than 500,000 people have played the video and thousands more left likes and comments. Aioli credits local rapper Certified Trapper for showing him not just how to make music, but how to blow up on the app.
I remember going to his house the first night. He was scrolling on TikTok, but he was getting like 200K views like each day. And I'm like, damn, how did he acting nonchalant? I'm like,
when asked how much money he's made over the last year and a half, Aioli says, with a smile, well over $100,000. He guesses that some of the bigger local rappers and musicians have made much more from TikTok. And it's not just the money, but the exposure.
I'm signed to Roc Nation right now, you know? And Certified Trapper got signed. He signed to Sony Music. Maya P got signed. JP got signed. Big Frank got signed. So many people got signed just off the TikTok, you know what I'm saying?
While Milwaukee has had many viral moments with its music and dances, it's not all the city's known for on the app.
I'm J-Matt. I am a content creator in Milwaukee. Essentially, I'm a local that makes content for other locals, showing them what...
Jeffrey Mathias, also known as J-Matt, is a lifestyle creator who gained his following on TikTok by exploring the local culinary scene. But instead of being concerned about a probable TikTok ban, the creator is embracing what is next for the platform.
It's just going to cease to be a thing in the U.S. That's my mindset around it, because I am full-time, self-employed, making income partially off of the content creation side of things, but also as a social media coach.
But J-Matt is concerned about how a TikTok ban would affect Milwaukee restaurants and community organizations.
It's going to have a sizable impact on small businesses and creators' wallet and bank accounts and that sort of thing. I don't think you can claim unemployment because TikTok goes away, which is challenging for those that truly are making a living from TikTok.
TikTok has reached all aspects of Milwaukee culture and city life, exposing its residents and those on the outside to new people and information that's helped creators uplift their own communities. Sophia Flood El-Yafi, or Sofinlaw, is a law student here in the city and built her platform to help other law students access resources and tips that are not always readily available.
It was so invaluable to me as a first-gen law student to have like a resource at my fingertips to connect with other law students who were going through similar things, who were confused by similar things, who felt like the legal field was really gatekept.
Sofinlaw says that she has made connections from all over the world with the same feelings, and the connections that she has made on the app are stronger than any other platform. When asked about her feelings on the TikTok ban, she said it was frustrating as a legal student to watch.
I feel like they're priming us to just accept the TikTok ban. I don't want to really accept it.
She expressed that TikTok has put Milwaukee on the map in terms of culture, breaking out of the large shadows often cast by larger Midwest cities. Rapper Aioli agreed and said just because the app may be going away doesn't mean the city's talent will go with it.
TikTok gave Milwaukee that push that they needed. But I feel like we're here to stay. Like, even without TikTok, we're going to be known. Like, our voice is going to be heard. This ain't the end of it. Even if TikTok goes, we're going to find a way to influence the world again. You know? We're influencers.
I'm Eric Vaughn fellow Maria Peralta Arellano, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.